This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
Praise the Lord. We want to say good morning to our friends at Facebook. I am Pastor Rich Garitano, and you are now with us here at Oriole Christian Assembly in our service, so we're so happy to have you. I know you'll be blessed today with the message. Praise God. I want everyone to turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. This is an awesome chapter that we have in the New Testament. This whole chapter is awesome, but we're only going to look at today seven verses I really believe are going to minister to you and strengthen you in your walk with God. This is for the Christian today, what I'm talking about. All right? When we become Christians, we become saved, we walk with God, this chapter, these first seven verses is for us, telling us what God has given us as a believer today. Amen. What God has put inside of us because of Jesus. Everything is possible today because of our Lord. Can I get an amen? Because Jesus went to the cross, amen, he conquered sin, death, and the grave, amen. And because of that, we have been blessed to be able to serve God and walk with God. So today I want to talk to you about some things that are going to help you, all right? Things that we need to make sure we're growing in these areas, okay? How many of you know, as people we grow, and as Christians we grow in the faith? Can I get an amen? Right? Doesn't matter how old you are today. Some are older than others. Mom is going to be 93 in like a week and a half, praise God. But she's still able to learn and grow, even at that age, as all of us are. Even from the little ones, they grow, right? Into teenagers, into adults. So today we're gonna see some things that we got to look in our lives to make sure that we are doing. Praise God. Here's my title for you today. And we actually was in part of the song that we sang today, which blessed me, a confirmation. My title for you is this: Great and Precious Promises. Praise God. Let me say that again. Great and Precious Promises. Amen. How many like promises today? Amen. How many know God has given us a book of promises? There's so many, I could not give them all to you today. Amen. But I want to talk about certain ones that he has given us today. And the ones that we're going to talk about today, they're great. Somebody say great. They're precious. Amen. Precious to us who are believers today, because we'll understand what they are and how we can implement them and we can walk in them today. Amen. So today I want to talk about these promises that God has given us and what entails that. So here we go in 2 Peter chapter 1 today. We're going to look at these seven verses. So open up your heart, open up your ears, and receive today. I'm coming out of the King James Version. Brother Ramel will work with us on the screen, and we'll have some notes here for you. So here we go, verse 1. It says, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Here we have what? We have Simon Peter. Amen. He's a servant of the Lord, and not only is he a servant today, but what? He's an apostle. Amen. This is Peter, one of the 12, right, who made some mistakes along the way. But this is Peter who even walked on the water. How many remember that he did that, right? This is a message, teaching that is coming from him, all right? And it's to us who what? Have obtained like precious faith, okay? This message is not to everybody. It's those who have the same faith that we have, right? Who have received Christ in their life, who are walking with Christ now. This is the message to what? The Christian today. Amen. To me and you today, that we have what? He says, obtain this precious faith, because it is precious today. How many know your faith is precious? My faith is precious. How many know today that not everybody is walking in the faith that we're talking about here today? Amen? The LGBT people, again, we have nothing against them, but if they were really walking with God, their lifestyle would be different today. How many hearing me today? I'm not judging them or anybody else, but you know what? The life of the Christian who has precious faith, you know what? We're going to walk a certain way today. Can I get an amen? And God will bless us, right? So today He's speaking to us, those who have precious faith. And this faith that we have today, it only is because of what? The righteousness of God today. Can I get an amen? And because of our Savior, Jesus Christ. All that we have today as born-again believers is all because of what? The righteousness of God and because of Jesus. Can I get an amen? Because of what He did for us, right? The Father loved us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, right? That whoever believes in Him will have what? Eternal life today. Amen. And we follow after Him. So today this is so important that we're understanding this is to us who have obtained precious faith like others. Okay? And as we go along, our goal here at Oriel is to have others come here and to fellowship with us and have the same precious faith. Can I get an amen? Our visitor who has come, what a blessing. She told me she lives around the area here, and she has come to fellowship with us, right? And to serve God with us. That's what we want, right? We want to walk and move in this precious faith that we have in the Lord. And today, it's only because of God and because of our Savior. See, this is for Christians who have what? A relationship with Jesus. Can I get an amen? Like we have a relationship today, right? We have relationships here as the body of Christ. Husband and wife and families have relationships, right? This is what we're talking about here, is those who have what? Who have a relationship with the Lord, with the Father, right? Who the Holy Spirit is involved in our life today. That we walk in faith every day, like precious faith. And that we understand today what God has done for us through Jesus. Amen? Not everybody understands that today. How many know that? If they all did, the world wouldn't be like it is today. How many know that? Many do not understand today. Many do not have like precious faith. They believe in other things, right? So it's for us to exemplify what it means to have this precious faith, to live our faith out so that others can what? See what it is to be a Christian today. How many have ever heard this? Christians are not perfect, just forgiven. Amen? It's not that we're perfect, we're attaining unto perfection, right? I've been teaching you on things about that, that the Scriptures say. You're going to get some understanding about that today. But we know the Lord. We understand that He's forgiven us today. Can I get an amen? And that because of that, He's empowered us to live a righteous life now, a holy life. Amen? And we thank God for that today. What an opening verse for us here today. It gets better as we go on. Verse 2. Look at what it says. It says, "And grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." Today, who needs some grace and some peace? Hallelujah. We all do. Especially in the world we're living today, the way things are, right? All of us need what? He says here, "I'm going to give it to you, grace and peace be multiplied unto you." It's not like you get just one dosage of it. It continues. God continues to give us what? Grace, right? And peace. Hallelujah. I need it every day. I want it in my life. When I have it, things are pretty good. How about you today? Right? Doesn't mean I don't have problems like you do. Doesn't mean we don't go through things. We all do. But we can go through those things, what? Having grace, the grace of God, right? God's favor on your life. Who has it today? Who wants it today? It's for all of us. Amen. It's part of the package. Hallelujah. Right? The favor of God and the peace of God. What is it? Perfect well-being today. Wow. When we walk in God's peace, it's perfect well-being. Wow, I just like the way that even sounds. Don't you today? How about it, Annette? Perfect well-being. When we have what? The peace of God. And we have what? the grace of God. He says, this be multiplied unto you. But see, there's a certain way that we get it here. He gives it to us as, he says, I want it to be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. See, today people don't have this because they don't have what? A knowledge of God. Who's hearing me today? And I want to break this down a little bit to you. It's through the knowledge, or let me say it this way, through the knowing of God today. Because a lot of people have knowledge. How many hear me today? But it's one thing to know about God, but it's another to know God personally. Who's hearing me today? Amen? So when we know the Lord, right? We have a relationship with the Lord we're talking about here, right? We begin to know God. We understand how God works, how Jesus works, how the Holy Spirit works in our life, right? And because we know Him, and we know the Father, and we know the Son, who are God today, and the Holy Spirit, it says, grace and peace will be multiplied to you. It will continue to come to you. Amen. And boy, we need it today. Praise God. Not only do we need it for us, we need it so we can give it to others. Who's hearing me today? We need to give it to our families. Hello? To our neighbors, amen, to those we work with, right? As we're walking in the peace that God gives us and the grace, we can give it to others. We can be a blessing to others today. But the difference is that we have to what? Know God, amen. We need to know Jesus today, right? Not know about Him. See, when we are in this position, we receive this grace. We receive this peace in our lives and it's multiplied more and more as we go. Praise God. Right? How many know there's no end to it today? Amen. It's not like we get so much and then the Lord says, okay, that's it. I don't have any more grace for you. Right? Or no, I ran out of peace. No, there's no running out of His grace and His peace. Amen. You just have to be plugged into it. Who's hearing me today? And how many know it doesn't cost you money? You don't pay for it. Right? These are the benefits that we receive from the Lord as we walk with God and as we know Him, as we know the Lord in our lives and we continue to walk with Him daily today. Praise God. So look at, this is what we're seeing here. For who? The Christian. Okay? Those who have what? Like precious faith. Let me keep going here. It gets better. Verse 3. It says, according as His divine power. Now listen to what we're reading here today. According to what His divine power hath He given unto us, all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Wow. It gets better here. He says, all of this that we have today is what? Because of His divine power. How many have His divine power in your life? You can't do it by yourself. How many know that? What we're talking about here. We're natural. He's supernatural. Amen. So here we're talking about what? The divine power that He's given unto who? All of us who want it. Who walk with God today. Amen. Those who don't want to walk with God, they're not going to have the divine power. They have the power of the enemy, the devil today. How many know that? He has power too. But we have great power. All power. Can I get an amen? So He says, I'm giving you this divine power because you will have all things. Somebody say all things today. That means everything. Who's hearing me today? All things means everything. Whatever we need because of the power of God, it says, I'm giving it to you that pertains to what? Your life and godliness. Amen. Whatever we need today in our life, we'll get it through the divine power of God because He said, I'll supply it for you. Amen. What a blessing to know Jesus today, to walk with God, right? He says, I'm going to give you what you need in your life and also give you the power that you need to live godly. Can I get an amen? See, people live like they do in the world because they want to, but they can live godly. How many know that today? You got to have a want to. Me and Frank were talking yesterday as we were working. You got to have a want to serve the Lord today. Amen. You got to have a want to be a servant of God. Amen. To sing and to play instruments and to do the things we need to do in church and outside the church. You got to have a want to. Can I get an amen? Right? It's in your heart. So God says to us today, I'm giving you power. Hallelujah. The power you need so that all things are given to you. So what? You can live this life, your needs will be met, and you will be able to live a godly life. Why? He says it here again. Because we have the knowledge of Him. Can I get an amen? Because we know God. See? Not just know about Him, but know Him. Praise God. We know Jesus today. And that makes all the difference in the world. So we will receive His power in our life. And because of that, it says, we have been called to glory and virtue. Can I get an amen? He says, we've been called what? To glory. To the glory of God. Our life is to be a blessing to the Lord, right? To exemplify the Lord. We don't get any glory. He gets the glory, right? He's the maker, right? He's the creator, right? He's the one who blesses us, right? We are His children. We are His people. So we have been called to be a glorious to the Lord, amen, to bring glory to Him, and to bring what? Virtue. This is a good word. You know virtue, what it means here? Excellence. Ooh, it was quiet in here. God wants us to be what? To walk in excellence. Can I get an amen? Whatever we do, we should have a desire today to be excellent for the Lord. Wherever you work, you should be the best worker in your department. Can I get an amen? Because you give God glory when you do that, amen? And you also get blessed financially. How many know that? You'll get a raise when you're the best worker. You'll get promotions, right? So we have to do what? We have to walk in the glory, to the glory of God. I mean, we need to walk in virtue or excellence, okay? Because we serve what? A God of excellence today. He's the best. You're too quiet for me today. Come on now. I'm preaching better than your amen in me today. Amen? He's the best. He's excellent. Amen. No one like our God. And if we're His people, we're His children, we should be like Daddy. He's our Daddy, right? He's my Daddy. He's your Daddy. And you want to be like your Daddy. Amen? So we need to do what? We need to walk in excellence today in virtue. Let me keep going because there's much more here. Verse 4, it says, whereby are given unto us, here we go, the title, right? We've been given what? Exceeding. Somebody say exceeding. Great and precious promises. Oh, hallelujah. I like the promises of God. How about you? Amen. He says, because of all this, we have been given these exceeding great and precious promises. And look at, because of that, it says, and that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. Here we go. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So today, because of the promises of God, amen, all His promises, and I don't have time to go into all His promises. You know what they are. He's going to meet all our needs. He loves us. He's going to take care of us. I got one I'm going to read to you because it's probably the best one, but there's many promises throughout the whole Word that we read. But today we can do what? We can be partakers of the divine nature. We're talking about God, right? We have our natural nature, but God says through His power, you can be a partaker of the divine nature. How many want that today? Of course, amen. Because what? He lives in us, amen. We've accepted Him into our lives, right? So His divine nature works in us. And out of us, amen. So we're able to have this today. Why? Because we have escaped the corruption we were talking about earlier, right? That is in the world through lust today, right? Much corruption. We're not a part of the corruption. Can I get an amen? Why? Because we're changed. Hallelujah. God is, and we're not totally, completely there, but we're being changed. Can I get an amen? From glory to glory, the Bible says, right? We haven't arrived, but we're continuing being changed by God, right? We're continuing to walk with God. Why? Because we are partakers, participators in the divine nature of God. And that's an awesome thing today, okay? We have what we need at our disposal. But these promises, there's so many good promises, amen. That's why you should love the Word of God. Read the Word as much as you can because you receive the promises, right? Now, how many know the promises come with, we have to do our part too for the promises to kick in. you do this, and God says, I'll do this. Can I get an amen? Right? We have to do our part, and we understand that here today. But this is for us. In 1 John 2:25, it tells us this. He has promised us even eternal life. I got a few amens on that one. How many want eternal life? Yes. It's promised to us. Those who what? Know the Lord today. Who are forgiven, right? Who are walking with God. Abiding with God, right? How many know today we can't just believe we're going to have eternal life and live a life of hell today on the earth? How many know it doesn't work? Right? We don't want to put Jesus back on the cross. That's what people do when they know the Lord and they backslide and they go back in the world. We read those scriptures recently that we're actually putting Jesus to shame again and we put him back on the cross. We don't want to do that today, right? We want to walk with God. We have so many good promises. Amen. Eternal life. I got to say a few words on that before I move on. Eternal life. You're going to live forever. You're not going to die. Amen. That's what it means. And you're going to be with Him. We're going to be in a new heaven, a new earth. I don't have time to go into all that. You know what I'm talking about. But it's eternal life. Amen. With Jesus, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, right? Now, yes, this earthly body might die at some point. Unless He comes, I'm waiting for Him to come. How about you? I want to see Him. I want to be alive. How about you? When He comes, when He breaks the clouds, oh my God, it's going to be an awesome day. Just think about that today. You get start getting excited. Amen. He's coming back, right? And He says, this is a promise. You're going to be with me forever. Amen. It's the greatest one, okay? But we have so many here today. Praise God. See, we're so blessed because we know God. Right? Because we have precious faith. Because what? We have divine power given to us today. We have what? The divine nature in our life to make us better and stronger and more like Him. Amen. That should be all our desires every day that we live our life. I want to be more like Jesus. I want to be a light in the world because the world needs our light. How many know Jesus? He's preparing upstairs for us, right? He's counting on us, the church, the true church, to be His light, amen. And it needs to shine in these last days. I believe it's going to shine. As darkness gets darker, the Bible says the light's going to shine brighter. How many believe that today? There's going to be a change, okay? There will be change, amen. We have to go through what we're going through right now. Praise God. So He tells us here, you know what? We have escaped this corruption. Praise God. I'm so thankful, aren't you, today? We don't have to live the life that's out there, amen. The corruption that's in the world in many different ways today, right? There's moral decay all around us. But that can change, right? With the power of God. With people walking with God and doing what He's called us to do, we can see change. This decay that's in the world is what? Through lust, through greed, through covetousness, right? It's all about the flesh, right? But we got to concentrate more on our spirit man. God will take care of our flesh, right? Spirit, soul, and body. It's the whole person that we got to make sure we have a balance in our life today. But we have what? We have escaped all of this corruption because of Jesus today. And we're so blessed. Let me go into the last part of this now. Verse 5. How many are receiving something here today? Amen. Hallelujah. Because now it's going to get a little deeper for us. Okay? A little bit more of what we need to do. Verse 5, it says, and beside this, so beside everything we've already talked about, which is really powerful for one who's a Christian, right, walking with God today, he says, giving all diligence, that's a key word here today, we have to be diligent, add to your faith virtue, here it is again, right, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge. I'm going to stop right there because there's 7 of them there that we need to do. But I want to say this to us today. Besides all that He's given us to hear that we've already gone over, He says, I want to add this to your faith, okay? Or another way we can say this is that we need to be diligent, right? How many know diligent it means? You're going to really be on it today. Amen? You got to be faithful. You got to be responsible with what God has given us to do. Diligent in walking this life of faith today. Amen? It's really important, right, for each of us. He says, so not only do you have your faith, right? All of us have our precious faith. But now he says, with your faith, I want you to add on. I call these the add-ons, okay? But another word here is, I want you to develop through your faith today all these different things. And the first one he says here, add to your faith, what? Virtue. Okay? So with our faith, we're able to develop this virtue with the power of God in our lives, right? Because we have the nature of God also. We need to implement that in our life every day. This is the first one. So with our faith, we're adding on and we're developing virtue, which I already told you is what? Excellence. See, when people see us and they see us walk in excellence in different areas of our life, they're impressed. Amen. And you can tell them, this is because what God is doing in my life. It's His blessing on my life. It's His anointing on my life. He's gifted me to be excellent in this area. How many are here with me today? So we got to add this, or we have to develop this virtue, this excellent, through our faith today. Okay? It's a process that will continue to grow, and we need that in our life, right? So he says, first, it's virtue. Then he says, from virtue, now you got to go to knowledge. Okay? I talked about that a lot last week. I talked about wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. But we must add or develop knowledge with our faith, okay? Knowledge is very important today. Or intelligence is another word here. Intelligence, amen? God makes smart people. How many know that? God makes you smart. How many want to be smart here? Right? Not so you can say, oh, I'm smarter than you are. No, so God can use that knowledge that He gives you to be a blessing, not only for your life and your family, but to others, right? We have to be intelligent in the things of God, right? With our faith, we need this to grow. Not only virtue, we need knowledge to grow. How many are smarter today or know more today than they did a year ago? You should, right? 5 years ago, 10 years ago, right? However long you've been walking with God, you should have a lot more knowledge today than then, right? Because it's a process. We continue to add on or develop our faith so that what? We walk in excellence. We walk in knowledge. Amen. Then he says, I want you to go from knowledge to temperance. There's seven things here. Temperance. We must allow our faith to develop what? Temperance in our life. How many know temperance is important? What's a good word for that? You're going to love it. Self-control. Hello. Self-control. We need temperance in our life. We need to be people of what? Self-control. And we can do it with the anointing of God, right? With the divine power in our life, the divine nature working in us as our faith is growing, right? We can have what? Temperance, self-control. This is a big one. We all need it. Some of us need it more than others, right? How many know Jesus always was in control? Always, right? And it didn't mean he didn't get upset at times. He got angry, we know that, but it was a righteous anger, right? And he did what was right. Sometimes we lose control and we say or do what's wrong. How many hear me today? We need to grow in our life in what? Temperance, self-control. Amen. It goes further here, right? He says, then from temperance, I want you to have what? Or to grow and develop patience. Hello, anybody need some patience? Don't pray for it, okay? Because if you pray for it, oh Lord, you're going to get all kinds of trials and tribulations and ways so you can grow in it. It'll come naturally, right? But we need to what? Have patience. Here's another word for it. Patience can mean steadfastness. You're steady, right? You're a steady Eddie in the Lord. You're a steady Gloria. Amen. Right? You're a steady Leo. You're steadfast because you walk what? In the patience or the endurance that we have, right? And this must what? Be developed as we allow our faith to grow. It will develop what? Patience in our life. We need it. We need to be steadfast and enduring. We got to be ones who go to the end. Who's hearing me today? I don't know that word backslide in my walk with God. How many hear me today? Been walking with God now more than 38 years and never even dreamed of ever thinking of going back to my old life, because how many know today there's nothing to go back to? Amen. It's all forward. Amen. It's forward, not backslide. Amen. This world, we don't, it's not attractive to us. Amen. So we must go forward. We must be enduring as Christians. We must be strong and steadfast, right? A couple more here and we're going to wrap up here today. Then he goes from patience to what? Godliness. We need to develop, right, with our faith, through our faith, godliness. Amen. The word they use here is piety, right? You know, we need to walk in godliness. We need to walk in God's ways, right? In His Word, His commandment. We need to live what? A holy and blameless life. Amen. Godliness. This will what? Is something we add on or we develop in our life through our faith. And it's through the power of God. We can do it here today. More and more and more. Two more. He says, and then to godliness, what do you need to add on or what do you need to develop? Brotherly kindness. Amen. How many believe brotherly kindness is important today? I need to be able to show you kindness and you need to be showing me kindness, right? First, the house of God, right? The brethren, we should love each other. We should be such an example to people how much we love each other. What we'll do for each other, right? And then that love can go out there. But it's got to start in the house of God first, right? We need to be able to grow in this add-on. Brotherly kindness, or here's a word for it, affection. Okay? We should have affection for each other, right? We should really care. We should really love and try to help and build up each other. This is one of what the things we need to continue to develop and add on through our faith, okay? And then the last one he goes, and to brotherly kindness, charity. See how they all connect? Charity. I met someone whose name was Charity recently. We know what that is. It's love, right? Charity is love today. Christian love. We need to have Christian love for each other. Amen? Have the kind of love, the agape love, the kind of love that, the love that God has, right? The love that God has never ends. Amen? It's enduring. It goes the extra mile, right? That's God's kind of love. We need to have this kind of love as we what? Develop our faith in these different areas, see? And it all happens because of what God is doing inside of us, right? So today we've looked at all these different things. These are seven different add-ons, okay, that we need to make sure are working in our Christian life, and they will be developed through our faith, okay? God will bring them out in us. We must exercise. Somebody say that word. Exercise. Like you do exercise in the natural. You have to exercise these things. These are graces. My Bible talks about these being as Christian graces. Okay? These graces must be exercised in our life. They must be what? Developed through our faith. We can do this through the promises that God has given to us. Can I get an amen? I gave you some of the promises today, right? These are excellent promises for us, right? And through His divine nature that is in us, let me say this again as I'm closing with this. All things, somebody say all things, have been given to us through His divine power. All things. There's no reason why we should lack today. And my last scripture for you today is this. Philippians 4:13, one of my favorite scriptures. Because some of you might say, well, Pastor Rich, I'm struggling in these areas. Well, God can help you to improve in these areas. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Can I get an amen? Let me say it again. I can do all things. How? On my own? Through Christ, which strengthens me today. Praise God. So this is the word of the Lord here for you today. How many receive something here today? Great. Exceeding great and precious promises. Amen. God has given to us. Praise God. I want to pray for our viewers here today who are watching on Facebook and for us as a group today, that God would bless those of you today. And again, I'll say this to you before I pray. We are Assembly of God Pentecostal Church. And we would love to have you come visit us. If you don't have a church today, you don't have a home that you can call family, we're here on the northwest side of Chicago. We have some room for you to come and be a part of our family. You will come and be loved here, and you will come and learn how to be a Christian here. Amen. You will come and be discipled here with the anointing of God. Praise God. So I want to pray for you and for us. Father, we thank you, Lord, today for this message, God. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us great and precious promises, Lord. God, you have given us your divine power, and you have given us divine nature, Lord, that all things, Lord, will be given to us that we need today. And Lord, you have called us, Lord, to continue to progress, Lord, in our Christian walk, that, Lord, we would walk, Lord God, in these graces that we have gone over today. They will be developed, Lord. They will be exercised through our faith today, that, Lord, we can be examples to others in this world. And, Lord, today we know that our world needs help. Lord, help our world today. Help our nation, Lord. Help our viewers today, every single one that's watching, every family, everyone in our church today, Lord God. Those who are not here, we pray for each one, Lord, that, Father, your anointing and your graces will come upon them, Lord. They will walk in the kingdom of God. They will walk in a relationship of knowing you today, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we thank you for this now. Bless each one, we ask, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, Amen.